worry for you. Come, Sissy, come over here and sit down. Would you sit by son? You want to stay here with me? Okay, you stay right here with Grandma. Okay. I have been to India several times, and today my story is a story about what happened at one of the schools that I went to. A few years ago, the Adventist Church started sending short-term missionaries to India to tell people about Jesus. Do you think that's a good idea, to tell people about Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus, Izzy? Yeah. And because of that, many of the young people from the villages got sent to Adventist schools where they got English medium training. The Hindus are very, very set in their ways about the caste system, and only children who come from rich families can get educations. But here these Adventists came in, and they took poor children, and they sent them to have these wonderful educations. The Hindus got mad, and you know what they did? They picked up their clubs and their knives, and they took their torches, and they went into the school, and they broke all the furniture, and they lit it on fire. But you know, worst of all, they did? They took the pastor, and in front of his family and in front of the children at the school, they cut his head off. That man gave his life because he loved Jesus. Well, that's just the start of the story. Because after that, the people with the clubs and the knives and the fire sticks, they said, "We are going to go to the school in Orissa, and we're going to do the same thing. And we're going to kill the principal." Well, now let me tell you about Khurda. Khurda, Orissa, is a large school. It has 1,700 students. And the principal there, his name is Pastor Isaac. And Pastor Isaac, when he went to the school at Khurda, he said, "I'm going to go and I'm going to tell the people of the community about us and who we are and what we do." And so Pastor Isaac went to the mayor and he said, "Mr. Mayor, would you come to our school at Khurda and have lunch with us? Bring your family, and we would like you to get to know who we are." And so they did. Oh, and they had such a lovely time, and the mayor said, "You have such a nice school here, and you're such nice people." Principal Isaac went to the treasurer of the town and said, "Mr. Treasurer, would you come out to our school and have dinner with us? We would love to see you and have you know who we are." So the treasurer went out with his family, and they had a nice lunch and a good visit, and they looked around the school. And they said, "This is such a nice place. We would like our children to go to school here." So Principal Isaac then, he went to the chief of police, and he said, "Mr. Chief of Police, would you come to our school and have some lunch with us and spend some time on our campus and get to know us? Because we are really good people and good for your community." So the chief of police, he said, "Okay, I'll bring two or three of my men out and we'll have lunch with you and we'll get to know you." And they did. Then one day, you remember the first part of the story? Where the men with the clubs and the knives and the fire and everything? That group of people had their knives and their clubs and everything ready. And they said, "We are going to Orissa. We're going to go to Khurda, and we're going to knock that school down, and we're going to burn it up, and we're going to kill the people that are there." And so they were on their way. They were on their way. Here, Sissy, why don't you go sit down for a minute? Right there. There you go. And they were on their way with their clubs, and they were going to just tear things up. Well, word got to Pastor Isaac. And Pastor Isaac, he marched himself down to the police department, and he said, "Mr. Policeman, Mr. Chief of Police, there's a crowd of Hindus on their way to destroy my school. If one of my teachers is threatened, if one of my students is threatened or harmed, we will put a padlock on that school and we will leave." Now, the other part of this story is that the school of Khurda is among the top 5% academically in the country of India. Now, the people of Khurda did not want that school to be closed. And so the chief of police said, "Do not worry, no one will be hurt." He sent 25 armed guards to guard the perimeter of that school. And all of the men in the faculty came to the flagpole and they prayed. They prayed that God would protect them. And do you know what? The mean people never got there. The people with the sticks and the knives and the fire, they never got there because the city, the community, stopped them. And so I would like to say this to you. Be kind to those around you. Show goodness and graciousness to those around you, because you never know. Someday your life may depend on it. And these people found out about Jesus. Now let me say this about that school now. They have 2,700 kids there now, because the people from the community are sending their children to that school because of its high academic standard. And because Principal Isaac says, no excuses, no exceptions to anyone. Everyone comes to class. Everyone comes to Sabbath school. Everyone comes to church because it's considered a school day. No exceptions. No exceptions. And because he said that, the imams are behind him. The Hindus are behind him. And what Christians there are behind him. So remember, boys and girls, always, always show the character of Jesus to those who are around you. Let's pray. Sissy, can you pray? Can you fold your hands? Everybody fold your hands, close your eyes, and we're going to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for these boys and girls. I pray that you will go with them, that you will help them to be kind and loving, and show others that you love them too. For I pray in Jesus' name, amen.